When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're on 5 o'clock hour. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. We are Old School. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 84th in Old Cheney, and 168th in Maple up there in the O. A little bit more on college football. Oklahoma State, since we're talking a little bit of business, decided to put QR codes on each player. It's a little bit of brand awareness. And then that's where if you have a brand, so this isn't obviously being your best brand is being a good football player. But if you have a brand off the field or off the court or whatever, you might see this more obviously in basketball as well, but it's a little bit harder because it's a little bit more fast paced game and you know, whatever. So you might have to put it up on the screen. Oklahoma State adds QR codes to helmets for NIL fundraiser for players, which is pretty cool considering there's different ways to look at it. Say you're from, let's just say you're from Kearney, a little bit smaller town compared to, you know, the rest of the state or bigger states, you know, throughout the Big Ten. And you have a hometown hero and, you know, say he's playing a little bit and maybe starting or he becomes a pretty good player. During the game and say, you know, you make a touchdown, you know, I guarantee your QR code is going to get dinged up a little bit more. So I think that's a pretty unique idea of trying to increase individual NIL opportunities. I'm sure you could do it as a team. And it'd be interesting to see how they divvy it up as well.
Well, wasn't that a thing that there are some programs that are allowing people to, instead of their last name, they can put their @?
Yeah, well,
on the back of jersey, right?
Practice jersey,
right? You could do that sort of thing, and that on social media, on every website, the @ exists, and QR codes would be simpler. But I know that. So when I was sent off to college, my neighborhood made a donation. Like they had a party, and there were envelopes, and it was the great send off. Right? Go make us proud. Go make us proud. You're representing our name. You're representing our town. Go do something cool with it. Do something good with it. And that is the thing. I mean, imagine a kid from Grand Island or Scotts Bluff. Or
right.
Otherwise, that right, the where the people have an opportunity to donate to their own to make sure they're doing okay. And it's just, one, it's a great support system, right, for you to be able to just say, hey, you know, Jay, while you're at Nebraska,
yeah,
you know, go take care of us, make us look good. And it's solid foundation because it also tells you if you're not getting support, hey, you might need to get to work.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you're from, walk on or wherever, and you're playing just on special teams, it's good to, hey, you make a couple of special team tackles, and you might have somebody from your hometown that maybe don't know much about NIL, and maybe they don't want to donate direct or to the university or whatever it is, but they can, you know, hey, looks, you know, have a couple $100 in your account after a good game or a game, you know, definitely what nobody should turn their nose up at that.
Well, that was, I mean, again, baseball, and again, we weren't even a big program, but, you know, college home run, you know, the mystery envelope shows up. That was NIL back in the day, back in 1980. There was an envelope that showed up if you did well, or a handshake, right? A palm press that did the thing, or maybe you went back to the dorm after a game or a road trip and there was extra food in the refrigerator somehow. Or, you know what? Your laundry got done. Yeah, there's all sorts of, hey, you go to a restaurant and they tell you, hey, your money's no good here. So yeah, there is a benefit to it, and it will change. And yeah, imagine soon that, you know, if you could imagine the next Keisei Tamanaga hitting a three and his Barco going up on the board, going up on the big screen for people to just go ching ching, like it would actually. You're not that far from that happening.
And see, yeah. That makes more sense to me than putting it on the helmets. I love the idea, but in reality, how's that going to work? Are phones going to be close enough, zoom in well enough to get the QR code from the helmet? Do guys say, like, hey, 23, come over here. Let me get your helmet. Yeah. Obviously, they would do it, and obviously the front of the helmet gets more scuffed than the back.
Yeah, what
but if you QR? There's, yeah, there's the scuff mark on the back. Like, I love the idea. Like, how's it going to work in practice?
Yeah.
Well, the Salt Talk, so Friday, we were there, and they had an auction for the jerseys that were the military jerseys they were wearing. And they had a barcode that they put up on the big screen.
Well, yeah, that works, obviously.
Right? I'm like that's, about the helmet like that's the thing. The helmet thing, like, okay, I get it.
It's cool.
I get it.
But it's an off-season thing. I don't get the in-season.
It also allows the student athlete to share that barcode on their social media. The easiest way for them to generate it is to have a barcode that you put on your social media. And it's if you want to donate and you want to be a part of this thing. Now, you have to be careful because that is unsolicited. It's untrackable. Outside of that, the barcode created by Nebraska would have to be tracked by Nebraska to make sure that it's not unseethiness going on, right? That it's somebody of proper relationship donating, but there's no real way to
Well, I mean, it doesn't really matter the relationship. It's just a matter of where the money's coming from. You know, I mean, there's probably logistics that, you know, they haven't thought about. They're probably just trying to find unique ways or, you know, be the first to try it. You know, obviously there's going to be hiccups and you're 100% right. Running, you know, if you're running a kickoff back, there ain't no way you catching that QR code. I think
in the game program, you could probably seniors. Maybe you do a feature.
Guys that are on the cover or something.
Right. Yeah. But on the ticket. The actual digital ticket that you use to get in Memorial Stadium, that barcode, when you go to the ticket, it would bring you to a page for athletes, you know, featured athlete of the day. Now, of course, I would love to be in the room for those discussions over who the featured athletes are going to be. And, hey, why are you putting number 32 up there 48 times and number 11 only went up there twice? Well, if they're not making, you know, if he didn't go on a 40-yard run, we probably wouldn't have that issue.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that you could do is, like, if you ever, you know, went to a charity event that you know, they send you a link. So it'd be a link to, I guess, in this case, Oklahoma State. And, you know, and then you have the whole lineup of the players.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have to worry about who's featured. What's going to feature you is, you know, then you'll get into, well, I'm not getting enough opportunities. No, it's always going to be.
Tackled by Jay Foreman. Right. Wait a minute, that wasn't Jay Foreman, that was Austin Norman.
Yeah, but you're going to do that, or, you know, the people are going to
I'm making the first tackle of my life in college, something like drastically wrong.
They'll probably do a lot of, you know, big plays and stuff like that, but like the small town kids, if you got, you know, some people that just aren't very connected to what's going on down in the university or wherever you're playing, it's an opportunity for them to, you know, show some love for when they come and watch you and you're just out there playing, you know, kind of like, hey, I'm thinking about you or whatever, but for the players that make big plays and they're able to get kind of like in-game bonuses and stuff like that, you could definitely have a link to everybody's, you know, QR code or whatever if they have a charity or something like that. So they're able to, you know, create some additional income on top of NIL and stuff like that, stuff, you know, moving forward because, you know, like the, you know, GM position or like this or NIL opportunities that you're always going to have to be at the forefront of the market and ideas. Always. You're going to always have to be a step ahead or a step very, just if you're one step behind, you got to be very, very close because it's going to be an ever evolving, you know, process and state of college football because as you have, you know, you're moving towards employees, you might have more, you know, teams in the college football playoffs in a couple of years. And you got, you know, TV contracts that, you know, say they start getting towards the end. And then, you know, guess what happens? In 5 to 10 years, they just flip back and just go to regional, you know, alignments for conferences and stuff. Then that changes the whole landscape of it. Because then you might bring in more rivalry games and stuff like that that maybe have been, you know, put aside, you know, for quite some time. And so that's why you need all those positions, GMs, whatever, blah, blah, you know, player ops and all that stuff, is because you're going to have pretty much a whole department that's keeping like an eye on what's going on.
Well, aren't rivalry games the perfect opportunity to debut these? Hey, we got Red River. Hey, we got Bedlam.
Yeah.
Hey, we got Bama LSU. We got
They're sponsored.
World's Largest Cocktail Party.
They're already sponsored. Right? They're already featured, right? Imagine. So,
emotion is in there.
Yeah. The quick search is that. So, K-State hit 76 threes last season. I would imagine if you just said half of those, or let's say 40 were made at Pinnacle Bank Arena, those were opportunities. So, imagine for every three, for every block shot, they could determine what it was. You put the code up. And they track it, and it goes through. But, yeah, you need somebody to manage that. You need somebody to have eyes on it because, again, the unseatiness of it, you don't want, you know, folks from down the street, down the alley, sponsoring your matinee player.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for K-State, it's a good example. You know, a lot of his support system is very far away. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for him and you, what was the – what was the basketball player at Kentucky, Austin? That wasn't
Reed Sheppard?
Yeah, no, he was from I think like an African company.
Oh, Sheboy, yeah, Oscar Sheboy.
Where he wasn't able to or eligible to get NIL.
Zach Edey.
Yeah, and yeah. So in these cases, you know, back at, you know, where they're from, you can have, you know, local, you know, families and businesses.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, donate to his NIL so he's able to represent your country and town or whatever township, wherever you're from, you know, to the, you know, the best of his ability, but then also support him, which is most important. And then as with any NIL, you got to be able to have people that are your managers and stuff to, you know, make sure things are done on the up and up. But I think, again, whoever's consistently embracing and being at the forefront of the ever-changing college football, whether it's on the field, off the field, or just a mixture of how you structure your college football program versus, you know, your athletic department, is going to be in a better position to put themselves in a position to consistently win. And when you consistently win, you consistently get the bucks. And that's a hard thing to do. It's a hard thing to, you know, kind of corral if you aren't ever doing it. That's why you have to be at the forefront of everything. And try some things that maybe don't work. Try some things that really are a hit. Because once they hit and you're there, you set yourself apart. Because if you're going to try to do what everybody else is doing and you're trying to make some headway, you're going to get the same result as before. And there's nothing wrong with doing it. But you're going to have to try to be very unique to try to attract some players. Whether it's really, really focusing on something that, say, like a, I don't know, line like a Lawrence Taylor likes to do, you know, or something, trying to figure out a way to get him here to accentuate yourself.
Well, that's the danger of falling behind, right? That as soon as you're even, you're behind.
Yeah.
If you have an advantage and you've lost that advantage, you're behind because someone else cracked it first.
Right.
You know, they have the first mover advantage in the situation. So then not only do you have to play catch up, you have to put in double the effort to not just catch up, but pass if you want to do the same thing. The cheat code, which is, again, the high risk, high reward, the hardest thing to do, is find that catalyst, that shock to the system that no one else has thought about. Be the innovator.
Right.
Those people always end up better in the long run when they have a new idea, a fresh idea that they're able to execute well and consistently. But there's a reason that these things happen so infrequently, because it's hard to do.
Being a pioneer rather than a settler. We say it a lot that often you can't be afraid to be great. You have to take a risk.
It's a tricky position because you got to make sure – before anything, you have to have a foundation, right? So you got to have your, like in football team, you got to, you know, be able to have your fundamentals and all that stuff together. And then you are able to use the fun stuff, the people that get, you know, all excited about, which in this case would be unique ways to attract more players, raise money for players, and really be the at the forefront and pioneer, like you said, Austin, without losing your identity of what you're doing. And so, you know, here's an analogy. If you just thought that you were just going to run spread offense after Chip Kelly kind of shocked the world with it, you know, and whoever was down in Nevada with Colin Kaepernick, and you're going to be 20 years later running the same plays, it's not going to work. You got to have a base of that and then be able to add that onto it.
Well, what ended up beating Nebraska? Not people getting good at the option, finding something else. What ended up, how did Nebraska beat Miami? Not by trying to beat Miami.
Yeah. You added a little bit of Florida State, Miami defensively to actually offset what was digging off in your offense. And so then, therefore, you were able to even the playing field. Then you were able to go back to what your foundation was. What is that? Physical football. And obviously not turning the ball over, you know, ground, you know, on the ground game. And then obviously good hard-nosed defense. Now you're up there and you have the market cornered. And so, and then you're able to continue along with dominance and so forth and so on. Now, college football in general is set up not to have those type of runs. Now, what Alabama is able to do and potentially what Georgia's, you know, potentially going to be able to do is not going to be often as if when we had our run, just because there's too much parity. Number one, the type of athlete and the type of player upstairs mentally is totally different. And number three, this day and age of the transfer portal, pay for play, eventually being employees, just changes the whole. And you're only going to potentially only have a roster of 105. It's totally different.
And no disrespect, it's simpler and easier to win one game than three.
Yeah.
Simple math.
Yeah. And it's going to be... you know, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, if you're the 15 or below, let's say 16 or below, you know, kind of consistently from there, you're going to have to take some risk and you're going to have to be able to deal with the you know, ramifications of those risks. But then also you have to make sure that everybody's on board with those risks. You know, you can't ever have 20 people agree on it. And then when it doesn't work out, everybody's like, well, I told you so. You know, it's got to be a collaborative effort, and that's how you're going to able to go through some lean times, ups and downs, because college football is going to change. It's going to be ever changing to parity. There's going to be some teams that perish, really, football programs that won't go away, but won't be relevant, that have been, you know, thought of at a high light. You know, team like, say like Stanford, where they, you know, they're a higher education university, and, you know, they don't have David Shaw anymore, which I think he was the ultimate equalizer, right? He was able to recruit, develop, and obviously take what Harbaugh did, and I think just kind of obviously blow it up, right? And he was consistent. He was the figurehead. He was the face of their athletic department. You know, people don't realize that. And a lot of ways of their university, because he was heavy involved in the education on campus and things outside of football, because that's where his players were involved. That, you know, that's what Stanford's like niche was. Right? That's going to be totally different if they don't have success in the ACC, because now they're, yes, they can get exposed to more East Coast players to recruit. A lot of the players that they're going to be exposed to probably aren't Stanford students, because Stanford is still about school.
What's made Stanford stand out athletically over Northwestern, Vandy? Like what is Stanford?
California
athletes.
California athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's anything more to it.
Massive. I mean, Chicago doesn't lend itself to Northwestern living.
No.
Like, there's a huge difference between your major market being representative of you or not. There are people from Los Angeles, because it's so vast, that would still fit at Stanford, and you don't lose anything. Plus, they're drawing from Portland and Seattle and Las Vegas. So, yeah, there's tons of space.
More people, too. They're better athletes that are more equipped to go and handle that workload at Stanford. And they just have been...
So, just like a Class A school versus Class C school.
And they've been pretty dang good at sports and men and women's forever. And
lot of legacy work sending kids to... One kid we had, David Joe Nussbaum, his dad played... was a 7-footer at Stanford. Well, guess what? His kid's going to be a 7-footer and can get into Stanford, because he's going to do the academic work to get into Stanford. Plus, he has letters of reference from the necessary alumni. So that's part of the deal.
Yeah. Okay, let's take this conversation one step further then. If you're the Big Ten, is getting LA and New York, you essentially giving up on Chicago? You wanted Northwestern to turn into Stanford, but instead of putting in the legwork to make Northwestern, make Chicago better, you went to two other markets on the coast?
I thought Stanford was a better Big Ten fit than a lot of the places they looked at. From an academic standpoint, it makes perfect sense. I thought Utah BYU connected more to the Big Ten theory of education and the ways of education. A lot of the cultural stuff would have fit better in the Big Ten. Cal Berkeley, for crying out loud.
Cal and Stanford, I thought.
Right, would, like that was a layup. Bro.
I thought it would be the four that we got and those two just from academics.
Yeah, they
just
kinda, and they, even they, 20
they,
was.
They fit.
Yeah.
They're like big, hand in glove.
Right. You got Stanford that's kind of like Northwestern. You got Cal that's a little bit of Stanford. You know, Cal and Stanford competed. You know, like they both are very, very, you know, well-off educated schools. I'd probably say think Cal thinks they're a little bit more grimy, you know. Obviously, you know, just because
get Aaron, you know.
Yeah, well, they're close to Oakland, and Stanford's
say that
Stanford's a little bit closer to San Francisco, yeah. And it's definitely different. Yeah. But that type of rivalry coming into the Big Ten seemingly fits. It's like Northwestern and let's just say Purdue, you know, because obviously Purdue an engineering school or something like that, and the academic standards. It's pretty much like a walk in the park, I imagine, for both of them, yeah. You know, as far as fitting in the Big Ten. So, but the ACC said, hey, we got to up our we got to get smarter. We don't got to get better football.
Georgia Tech
get smarter.
And Virginia wanted friends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right?
UVA
yeah.
was really trying to, hey, can you hook a brother up?
Yeah, that group chat between yeah. them four presidents, they're probably, you know, really
who hurt you, Virginia yeah. Tech?
They're all dressed to the nines for their group chat, you know, with the bow ties and everything.
Perfect.
You know, with the warm cognac and stuff and by the fireplace with the sweat around their neck. But either or, all to the good. So we'll see what unique ideas come along as the season goes on or in the offseason because your boy Mike Gundy has said, for the agent to stop calling his NIL department, which probably is dumb. Because if you have a kid, you know, and we got 2 minutes, if you have a freshman or a transfer, you know, that comes in and say either he knocks it out of the park or gets jettisoned into a position and he performs as a coach or a NIL person or as a, I guess as a whoever, right? I would encourage you to do it. I mean, you earned it, right? No, the only problem is when you don't earn it, then you got to make sure the agent picks up that phone, you know, and he got to tell you that you better call Tyrone, right? But anyways, yeah, so we'll see what happens, man. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about your boy, A.A. Ryan, the Cal Berkeley. He just said Robert Saleh, Mr. Taking Receipts, who's on the, he's on his hot seat is on, said in the last 8 years, this is the hardest camp he's been in. 300 plus more plays at this same point in time that they've practiced and has been extremely physical for an NFL camp. The mindset and what they have to do let you know the Jets are trying to be for real and they're trying to take the first quarter and a half of this NFL season by storm. We'll talk about next. Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.